Track 3. And now we come on to the news stories. And the lead in the Mid Devon Advertiser this week is Newton's high-tech, all-seeing traffic eye. A new speed camera on Ashburton Road could become a permanent fixture, as Devon County Council say it will consider retaining it once the trial period is over. The new bi-directional camera, which, in addition to speed, can detect seatbelt and mobile phone offences, was installed last week. It is one of two new camera sites, the other being in Plymouth, that have been installed as a temporary free trial of a new camera equipment. The camera is fixed to a street light past the Bradley Barton Junction, but before Heal Park. Devon County Council says that following the trial, it will consider retaining a camera at the site. Devon County Council spokesman said, "As members of the Vision Zero Southwest Road Safety Partnership, we are committed to doing everything we can to halve serious and fatal collisions by 2030. We know speed is a major contributory factor in serious and fatal collisions. It gives drivers less time to react and significantly increases the risk of death or serious injury in the event of a crash. Anything we can do to encourage slower speeds and reduce the severity of injury collisions has to be a worthwhile endeavour. The speed enforcement camera has been located on the A383 Ashburton Road site due to its injury collision history and following the results of subsequent traffic speed surveys. Between 2019 and 2023, there were 9 recorded injury collisions, including 3 serious collisions. 7 of these collisions included all 3 serious collisions involved injuries to pedestrians, cyclists, and motorcyclists. Surveys identified that typical traffic speeds on this road overnight from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. were between 40 and 53 miles per hour. During the busy daytime period, over 100 vehicles per hour were found to be travelling at high speeds within this 30 mile per hour limit. This camera on Ashburton Road is one of 2 new camera sites in Newton Abbot and Plymouth that have been installed as a temporary free trial of new equipment. Following this trial, we will consider the option of retaining it as a permanent safety camera enforcement site.
Boat Club donates £8,000 to help save lives at sea. A boat club in Tynmouth that disbanded earlier this year has donated over £8,000 from its remaining funds to the Tynmouth Royal National Lifeboat Institute. The Boat Owners Association of Tynmouth, known as BOAT, presented a cheque to Tynmouth RNLI last Sunday at the lifeboat station's open day. BOAT, which was based at Polly Steps, formally closed in March after running for more than 35 years. It provided invaluable support to boat owners and operated as a hub for sharing advice, building friendships, and most importantly, conducting regular boat watches to monitor moorings for vandalism, storm damage, and theft. These patrols, especially active at weekends, were instrumental in reducing crime and keeping the river environment safe. Several years ago, BOAT also contributed funding towards the installation of CCTV cameras overlooking the moorings near Sheldon Bridge. These cameras were credited with assisting police in resolving a local theft shortly after installation and quickly became a deterrent for criminal activity. However, like many community organisations, BOAT was heavily impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, as membership and activity declined, an emergency general meeting was held in early 2025 to determine the club's future. With an almost unanimous agreement that the association had fulfilled its purpose, the decision was made to close. and in line with the original constitution, to donate all remaining funds to the RNLI. The group held a final social gathering at the end of March before its wooden social hut and metal engine storage shed were removed. The donation was formally handed over to RNLI Tynmouth fundraising chair, Wendy Richards-Wood, who was joined by lifeboat operations manager Andy Lilburn and several RNLI volunteer crew members. Lifeboat operations manager Andy Lilburn added, "We are incredibly grateful for this significant donation. It's a testament to the strong ties between our lifeboat station and the local maritime community. The funds will go a long way in supporting our volunteers and maintaining the equipment we need to save lives at sea. Tynmouth RNLI extends sincere thanks to all former members of the Boat Owners Association for their years of service to the local boating community and for this final generous act of support for the RNLI's mission of saving lives at sea."
Hands off our parishes. City councillors in Exeter have been accused of attempting a land grab after it announced proposals to swallow up 15 parishes from Teignbridge. Plans to take over the neighbouring rural parishes have sparked anger, with critics calling the move a full-on assault. County Councillor Alan Connett, who represents Exminster, reacted to the announcement saying, "Changing the way councils are organised and run in Devon is a cash-wasting priority for the government that is being rushed through. Exeter needs land, money and people to make its bid work. It just so happens that gobbling up parishes and communities around the city gives Exeter just that: land to build on, cash to pay existing city debts and people to make this bid to become city-focused urban council possible. Local councils across the country will face major changes as part of the government's move to streamline the way local authorities work. In Devon, it will mean the abolition of district councils and the creation of larger unitaries covering the county. The existing districts all favour a 1-5-4 model in which Plymouth stands alone and the rest of the districts split to create two larger councils. The five council section would include Exeter, East Devon, Mid Devon, Torridge and North Devon, and the four council section would be Torbay, Teignbridge, South Hams and West Devon. But Exeter City Council says the right way to go is an urban unitary council for Exeter and the surrounding areas, an urban unitary council for an expanded Plymouth, and a rural and coastal unitary council for the rest of Devon. Tynmouth Lib Dem County and District Councillor David Cox added, "It sounds like Exeter Labour want to use rural parishes to make up the numbers. Do the city slickers see surrounding areas as cash cows?" One Exminster resident commented, "The cost will be unbelievable. Just the logistics of the waste and recycling will be astronomical, as Exeter hasn't got the resources, manpower and vehicles to do this." Exeter City Council leader Phil Bialik said, "Reorganisation presents a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reshape public services to improve outcomes for residents, address inequalities and deliver value for money." Exeter City Council members are discussing the report today, Thursday the 14th of August.